in this Hysterically Challenged show. Our content may not be suitable for most listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello there, it's me, Pink Hood, along with Johnny. Tonight, we have a mix
now
of
here.
Both. Yes, now you're here. A mix of deals with politics, but also deals with pandemic, and then throw in a bit of disabilities advocacy in there. It makes for a good start to a show, especially when, pandemic is still very much here. Yes, numbers are starting to go down.
Thanks.
Thank God for masks at that point. And if you're planning going out to vote,
pardon my French, but it's damn good to be back.
Yes, it is. We need a little bit of a hiatus. We're back. And the fact that voting.
Better than ever.
Yes. And we could say voting's very much important with everything that is going on with the virus and no settling down other than people wearing masks, which should be done. It needs to be done, especially if you're in Pennsylvania.
It's
mandated. Yes. No, it's mandatory at this point in time. It's law.
It should be done.
Yeah.
It should be done.
No questions asked. Yes. And yes, voting is important. And with issues with mail-in ballots, some people are very much concerned about going to the polls, especially with different abilities, especially if their technology is not set up, which understandably so. I think at this point, if you're in an area where you're either mail-in ballots are not being represented or there's going to be issues, take proper precautions. Do what you need to do. Because you can't be, yes, I'm very much afraid of getting this virus. Knock on wood, haven't gotten it. But clearly, taking proper precautions, not going out and exposing yourself to this. There's a big deal.
It is very concerning.
Yes, it is. And should be taken seriously. No questions asked. Especially when dealing with the potential of a big election, which this virus should be front and center with minds do the right thing. That's at least how I feel about it. And voting is very much important, too. You can't just expect something to be done. You to get what you want out of an election if you don't get your voices heard, especially
if you want something done, go vote.
Yeah.
You know, it seems like nothing's getting done, but go vote anyway and vote them out.
Yeah. And also, that goes for people of all abilities. This is not just a disability. This is inclusive because guess what? If your voices aren't heard, how are you even going to be
happy? You expect to...
And at this point, be aware and be ready for you to do what is necessary to do, because I know that I did the mail-in ballot for the last election. This time around, I'm going in to vote because I know that going in and voting is going to be the best thing that I could do, especially with the uncertainty of what's going on. With all this hullabaloo of how of how this is actually going to happen, let alone how could someone just not vote, do what is needed to do, and that goes for everyone.
Yeah, like, is it mailed in? Like, if you have to go drop it off or even go to the
mm-hmm.
place and vote.
Yeah.
Make your voice heard.
Mm-hmm. It does not
vote
take
like your
much.
Price depends on it.
Yeah. And at this point, and going on to our next subject, it goes hand in hand because everyone wants to travel. Well, how could you travel if there's no end in sight? Or let alone voting also, it's an impact with voting too. You can't just expect something to get done. Well, how could anything happen when nothing's getting done, where people are still getting sick? Unlike other countries where, yes, things are starting to happen, but yes, Pennsylvania had a spike, which is, and we're not trying to fearmonger here. We should have handled it as on the same level as South Korea and other Asian countries, because there's a great need for countries. Even those who have had it worse need to do what is best for, is really has to do what is best for their people. And for us, a lot of people there's a lot of things going on that should be done better. Let alone also with the voting process.
I do believe
too.
I do believe I saw somewhere that Pennsylvania is like testing wise dead last.
Really? That's
the worst state in the country for testing.
I would not want to get sick in Pennsylvania, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And to think about that, most places are very much on top of it. So now voting on top of a pandemic, there's the issues of what's going to be counted, what isn't going to be counted, how are things going to be affected. And deep down, you have to go with a mask. And if go at a time where people may not be going to vote, so you could properly social distance yourself. Do what is needed, because the more you're actually taking precautions, the better off you're going to be. And that's the truth.
Say the more you protect yourself, the better off you'll be.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to get to the point where you have to take the proper precautions. You can't.
And wear it over your nose, too.
Yeah.
That's important. I feel like some people just don't get it. Like.
Mhm. And it's a big deal. It really is. And the more people could actually mask up, go out, limit your exposure. Okay, I'm going to be going to an event. Guess what I'll be wearing? A mask. Even if I travel, wearing a mask. Because guess what? You need to take...
Every time I leave the house.
Yeah, wherever, yeah. That's what I do, especially since it's mandatory here. And even if when it isn't, I'll be that person still wearing a mask. I got enough of them. At this point, we need to be proactive. And being proactive means taking the time, disability or not, go the extra step. Wear a mask out. Even if it's not mandatory, you go out, wear a mask. Living your daily life, yes, limit your exposure if you're a high risk.
Yes.
Picking and choosing what you do. Yes. And now for our next subject, which is, we all know Disney's open.
Talking about travel, yes.
Yes. And other theme parks are open. Disney's been doing enough to limit guests coming in. Now, since Florida governor is now saying that theme parks could now go to full capacity, which I say that's a poor judgment call, but that's another subject.
Right there.
Yeah. Which, yes, guests are wearing masks. Yes, they're doing proper sanitations. But yet, there's also states that are really having it worse off than Pennsylvania. Yes, our numbers are starting to drop. Yes, we had a spike because of colleges and schools opening back up. So, that's a
We might have had a little spike, but
I haven't heard any. We're not
100 cases a day for my county, like
right. How it was
probably anywhere from 40 to 50 a day, maybe.
That's
some days
still,
30 to 50 is a better.
Right, that's still a lot, but
and see where,
at least
where I live, it's like county's like what 600,000.
Oh wow, people.
Yeah.
I'm assuming people, not cases, because then that would be very bad.
People, it's not bad here. Trust me.
At that point, that's not good. And I know that a lot of theme parks in Pennsylvania are open, I'm assuming. Not 100% sure how they're handling
it.
But I'm assuming because of the whole required, it's definitely a big deal. And I'm assuming they're limiting how many people go into the actual establishment, which is good. That's a great thing to do, especially when you're trying to limit any interaction, which is needed. With Disney going back to full capacity.
So yesterday, yesterday we had 53 cases. A total of 1,037 for the whole pandemic.
Oh, wow.
So there you go.
That's good. That's a step in the right direction.
That was 625,000 people.
Wow. Because in Florida, could go to full capacity, but there's still limited experiences. How does that help? It's really a judgment call on the person's perspective of traveling too, because some people might feel safe to travel. I know for instance, I have the possibility of traveling in February on a cruise. I have a feeling cruise ships are going, if they are back up and running by December at the latest, and doing it from Florida only, to basically have it where it's two ports being open to really monitor what's going on. It's really going to be the point of wearing masks, not only going on a plane, but also in any establishments you're going to, even if masks are not required. You're coming from a state. New York and Pennsylvania are very much being on top of wearing masks as well, which is a big deal. Because I think the mask policy is actually doing some good, along with being smart and not just limiting what's open, because I don't think gyms are open.
I believe last time I checked, I think gyms are open.
Really? They are?
But with social distancing. Yeah.
Oh my God. I'm avoiding them.
Everything's like 6 feet apart.
Everything's 6 feet apart. I would not want to go to the gym until I didn't know gyms are open. I would be more, and I'm assuming masks are to be worn in the gyms as well.
Yeah, masks are definitely being worn.
But that's still something that, because wouldn't that also, I would not feel comfortable going to a gym right now.
Yeah, like.
That's why I'm pretty much. You don't know what or who's going there. Just like traveling, it's all a matter of perspective. There could be people that would love to go to the gym and are going. I'm paying for a gym membership. Yes, I'm still going. With travel, you're paying a lot of money depending on what you're doing or where you're going, and you're legitimately having a problem, which is a big deal.
Google Maps now has an overlay where it actually tells you what the average cases per 7 day average is.
Oh wow, that is
If it's increasing, if like areas like increasing or decreasing.
Oh wow, that's good. That's really good.
So a little help for travel.
Yeah, and also now phones are coming out with apps about how to tell if you've been infected by another person, but then that goes into who's going to download these apps too, which it's a whole can of worms. I just believe in, it really depends on each person's comfort level. Really, if someone doesn't feel safe going on a cruise, but feels comfortable going to a theme park with proper mandates put in place, then go travel, go do, but take the proper precautions. Don't think that you're not going to get it, you're going to get in without a mask. Do what is needed, let alone
it's like every time I go to the store, they'll have a little thing where of hand sanitizer at the
mm-hmm.
door.
Oh, yeah, same here.
Like touchless, even.
Yeah. That's a big deal. And most importantly, take proper precautions. Just like this is basically all about perspective, as much as doing the right thing, because it's not just about what you're going through. And then there's other countries that could be worse off than us that are having worse spikes now. And to our international listeners, do wear masks. Do what is needed, because take control of your own health, because that's the only way that things are going to get better, no matter where you live. Because this matters, that everyone's safe and is healthy. That's the biggest thing. Because being healthy is a big deal.
Like, the sooner you get this under control, the sooner you get back to normal.
Or a new normal. How about that? Because it will never be back to normal, because things will be done and put in place.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. But it's better to learn from this. Like, have you ever thought that drive-in movie theaters could become concert venues or comedy venues? That's happened now.
Yeah, I've seen that happen, like, right in my area. Like,
same here. Skillets was in the area recently playing.
I actually heard about that concert.
Yeah. So, he played.
By the way, personal opinion, love that band.
Yeah, they played, and now there's two comedians coming to the venue this weekend and next, which I'm seeing the one comedian, and wearing masks, social distancing, they're putting things in place, which is, but still, I'm going to be very cautious about what I do leading up to this event. And also after this event, I'm going to be very cautious of going out for at least 2 weeks. More or less, you don't know who you could come in contact with. So self-isolating for 2 weeks.
You gotta be really, really, really careful.
Oh, yeah. I'm the type of person, OCD is, I would rather have some OCD with going out, and even some people might criticize me for going to this event, but it's one sense of being normal, or having some normalcy.
Yeah.
And if you're trying to have normalcy, you could literally go for a ride. There's so many things you can do without to worry. It's all a matter of comfort level. Especially with these venues, if it's only at one movie theater area outdoors, you're in a car, you're with the people that you came with. If you go into a concession stand, you be just very careful. Wear a mask. Bring hand sanitizer. That's even with travel. You wear your mask if you're flying. If you're in a close quarters, wear your mask. That goes for anyone. Even people who have to commute. Wear a mask. Do what is needed, because how could anyone travel? How could anyone do things if not following these rules, which are common sense, to help people? And that's a big deal. And for all our sake, it's not just for you, everyone who's literally in, who you come in contact with, which is a big deal. Because it's, and on that note, we will be back Monday. So happy to say that. 10 p.m. Eastern.
It's good to be back.
Yes. And on that note, and on this note, wear your mask. Use hand sanitizer. And And we'll have good our night, new normal. Yes, and good night, everyone.
Or good day,
and,
or whatever you're
doing. Yes. And I hope this podcast could be remembered for having an open mind and have an open perspective, no matter if it's for voting, living your life, or even just traveling.
Because, unbiased, by the way.
Yes, yes. Yeah, very unbiased on that, too. Yeah. And on that note, we'll be back Monday, same time, same place. If you're listening on iTunes, leave us a review. And on that note, we'll see you Monday.
See you next week.